Ezra Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Nedarim. It is the 1044th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up with a new Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph Beis. The topic of our daf is going to be the expressions that are effective in making a friend's objects usur to oneself. In other words, a neder that's going to make those objects usur. For example, our mission is going to discuss if a person says lo lechulin, which will get the Gemara into a discussion of the status of kodshim, and that statement of your objects are not going to be like chulim to me. We're going to have other expressions of kodshim, ki'ishim, ki'mizbeach, a very fascinating expression that will occupy both the Gemara and the Rishonim, is the expression ki'irushalayim. This gets at the core of the meaning of the word Yerushalayim, and for those of us who are zocha to learn Torah in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, then that's something that's quite special, and it's special. I'm not now in the Old City, but even to learn these sugyas with you from Artzeinu HaKadosha is something that's very special. I just think of my great-great-grandparents reading these words, Yerushalayim, and it was just a dream. Hayinu kecholmim. So we're going to discuss Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem, and what the connotation al pi halach in the context of Nedarim is. The topic in the Gemara is going to be the topic, aside from the above mentioned issues of the Mishnah, is the concept of Mechlal Lav Ata Shomea Hein. Does a person need to formulate something in the positive, or if you could infer from the negative, is that enough to be a halachically binding neder? That will occupy a lot of the Gemara's time, and we're going to get involved with more of the hatpasa of Lashon Kodshim that emerges from our Mishnah at the end of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Let's jump right in. Bezer Hashem, Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ha'omer. Now here, the defus in front of us is Lichulin. However, as the Gemara is going to bring out in the top line of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Bach seems to immediately change it to Lochulin. Ha'omer Lochulin Sha'ochalacha. If a person says, it's not going to be chulin what I'm eating from you, in other words, as the Gemara is going to explain, it's as if he's saying, oh, your food to me is like kachim. Lo kosher, it's not going to be kosher. Velo dechi, it's not going to be pure. Or lo tar, here you have to add the lo. Or the word vitame, it's going to be like tame. No sir, no sir, of course, is the food that has kachim that has been left over and has not been eaten, even though the Kohanim were supposed to eat it. Upigul, of course, in Zvachim we have, if a person shechts a carbon to eat it at the wrong time, so then it's pigul. So then the halachi is aser in all the above cases. If Reuven says it's about Shimon's items are now aser to him. Ki imra, your food is going to be like the imra. The imra is a sheep. Here, the sheep is generally understood to be referring to kachim. Kedirim, that refers to the deer, that is the corral, the animals in the corral, but again, referring to kachim. Keitzim, like the wood on the ma'arach of the mizbeach. Keishim, like the fire of the mizbeach. If he says ke mizbeach, keheichol, ki Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to explain that ki Yerushalayim might also have the connotation of the karbanos in the that are brought in Yerushalayim. For that matter, Nadar Be'echel Mikol Misham Shea Mizbeach. He makes a neder of any of those types of utensils. Some have the girsa of the kelim of the Mizbeach. Excuse me, not the girsa, but explain. Rashi says, B'klei HaMizbeach, not the girsa, but it's referring to the klei HaMizbeach. Nadar Be'echel Mikol Misham Shea Mizbeach. Afo Pishal Yizker Karbon, Hareza Nadar Be'Karbon. It's considered like a neder be'Karbon. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ho'emer Yerushalayim, Lo'emer Klum. So an interesting machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama about the significance of the word Yerushalayim. Does Yerushalayim indicate that he's consecrating the item and making it usher to everybody else? Bezer Hashem, the Gemara analyzes on top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Savrua, we thought, my lichulin, that when he says lichulin, in our girsa we had in front of us, it was lichulin, lo lichulin, et lehavi, el carbon. That the meaning of it is not that it should be like chulin, but it should be like a
carbon. Now, according to the Lashon of the Gemara that we have in front of us, it could very well be that the Girsa in our Mishnah we have is correct. And that is, Lechulin, we understood, in some times they would use the word La as if it was low. And therefore, you don't even have to change the Girsa. Some, though, change the Girsa to Ha'omer Lochulin. Either way, it means that it should have the status of a carbon. Analyzes the Gemara, Mani Mas Nisan, who is our Mishnah consistent? Who is our Mishnah consistent with? E Rebbe Meir, if it's consistent with Rebbe Meir, Lesle Michlal Lavata Shameahim. We're now introduced to the very important machlokis between Rebbe Meir and others in regards to how we interpret words when a condition is made according to the rules of the Torah. A famous Mishnah in Kiddushan on Samach Aleph, Rebbe Meir Eimer, Kol Tnai She'ena Ketnai B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein Einoi Tnai. If a person makes a condition, and that condition is not like the conditions of the B'nei God and B'nei Ruvein, it's not a valid Tnai. In Bamidbar Lamid Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu, after asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, confirms the request of B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein to go and fight in the end of Sefer Bamidbar for Klal Yisrael in conquering Eretz Yisrael, and then they would have rights to the other side of the Yarden. And the Torah HaKadosh there describes, Vayomer Lehem Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu describes the condition, Im Yavru B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein Itchem, Vim Lo Yavru. Both sides are mentioned. If you pass over with Klal Yisrael and you fight with them, then you'll be entitled to Eivor HaYarden. If you don't, then you won't. What do we see? Kol Tnai She'enu Kitnai B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein Einoi Tnai. If a person doesn't have both the lav and the hen, that's not a condition. Now, of course, that is not necessarily consistent with the rules of logic. Rebbe Meir says that the rules of logic don't govern the rules of conditions in the Torah. In other words, even though Moshe Rabbeinu would say, if you don't cross over, then you won't get Eivor HaYarden, you could infer, leaving aside whether it's an absolute truth, which it might not be, but you could infer that if you do cross over, you would get. Or, what about the other way? If you cross over, you will get Eretz Yisrael. Mashma, if you don't cross over, then you won't. If P, then Q, right? If not P, as we had, this is in Yonah D'Yoma, for many who are taking the Regents. I remember when I took those ninth grade logic Regents in Integrated 1 from the New York City Board of Regents. So that gets involved with whether this is an absolute truth or not. Either way, there are cases that will even be an absolute truth, but nevertheless, the halacha is that if it's not with lav and the hein, so then in such a case it's not going to work, and there are other conditions as well. There are four conditions that are described in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Daled. So Rebbe Meir is of the opinion they need both lav and hein, and therefore Rebbe Meir holds Michlal Lav Atalo Shomehin. El Rebbe Yehudi, so you have to say it's following Rebbe Yehudi, who says that you don't need a lav and a hen. Michla lav atoshomeya hen. Ema Seif asks the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda oimer oimer Yerushalayim lo omer klum. Rabbi Yehuda concluded our Mishnah and said Yerushalayim does not have a connotation of Isur, which we'll discuss later on. So mid the Seifa Rabbi Yehuda, Reishalav Rabbi Yehuda? Question mark. If the Seifa is following Rabbi Yehuda, then it would seem that the Reisha is not. So then, how could we explain our Mishnah that Sesumi Chla Lavata Shomea Hen, isn't that the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda? Answers the Gemara. Kula Rebbe Yehuda, he 7 lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph. Everything is following Rebbe Yehuda. Vahachi Katani. And this is what we're saying. Rebbe Yehuda, Heimer Yerushalayim, Loi Omar Klum. If a person says Yerushalayim, then it's nothing. In other words, Sher Rebbe Yehuda Omar means this is what Rebbe Yehuda had already said. Now the Gemara follows up and asks, okay, the Mishnah is following Rebbe Yehuda, and Omer Yerushalayim is the Omer Klum, and Sher Rebbe Yehuda Omer, that the whole Mishnah was following Rebbe Yehuda. What does that mean, the whole Mishnah is following Rebbe Yehuda?
that ki Yerushalayim, the halacha would be that it's aser. Why? Because on the second line from the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, we said ki Yerushalayim, it's harezen neder. So then we say Sherev Yehuda ha'omer Yerushalayim lo yomer klum. Only if he says Yerushalayim is it nothing, but ki Yerushalayim it works. Now, that also requires explanation. Before we give the explanation between whether you say Yerushalayim or ki Yerushalayim, so let's take a look at the Gemara's question. Va'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer omer ki Yerushalayim lo omer klum. Rabbi Yehuda holds even if you say ki Yerushalayim it doesn't work. Ad sheyidar bedavar hakrav biYerushalayim. Until you make a neder on the item that's brought in Yerushalayim. Now that is the Bryce's presentation of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So we have three possibilities in terms of the statement of Yerushalayim as far as Nadar. If a person says Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda says that's nothing. The Gemara now is Mechadesh that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tan of the whole Mishnah, and he says Yerushalayim is nothing, but Ki Yerushalayim is something. What would the distinction between the two be? Well, Ki Yerushalayim might refer to the karbanos of Yerushalayim as opposed to Yerushalayim itself. Yerushalayim is Baruch Hashem, not Aser. It's a beautiful place to live. It's a beautiful place to learn Torah. So, when it comes to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is not Aser. Ki Yerushalayim, that might be like the item of Yerushalayim. What's the most significant item of Yerushalayim? The Kachim of Yerushalayim, which is Aser. However, asks the Gemara, the Brice of Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you spell out the item that's Aser, then it would work, but not if you say Ki Yerushalayim. Only if you say Bidvar HaKrav Yerushalayim. So Gemara asks the Stira, is it Ki Yerushalayim that's Aser? Or is it Tafka Bidvar HaKrav Bi Yerushalayim that's Aser? And that is with the Kodshim itself. Answers the Gemara, there's no Stira. The last line on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Kula Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we're following Rabbi Yehuda. Utrei Tanoi Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. There are two opinions within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Yerushalayim doesn't make the items Aser. If you say Yerushalayim, does that mean that if you say Ki Yerushalayim as well? Or if you say Ki Yerushalayim, it would be Aser? In other words, if you say Ki Yerushalayim is Mutter, then the only time it's Aser is if you Yidar B'davar Akrav Yerushalayim. And that is two opinions within Rabbi Yehuda. But our Mishnah is entirely following Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara continues on to Amud Beis with a new analysis of Michlal Lav Ata Shomeyahein through a different context, not Yerushalayim, but rather the context of the Lashon Chulin. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. And here we have to read carefully. Chulin, hachulin, kechulin. Whether a person uses the expression chulin, hachulin, or kechulin, then the halacha is, as we're about to see, if I say that your items are going to be like chulin to me, so then it's going to be mutter. However, here it gets tricky. Bein she'ochalecha. Whether he adds, after he says chulin, chulin ochelecha, I will eat chulin from you. So that is straightforward, that I'm saying that your food is going to be like chulin to me, which I will eat. Ubein shelo ochelecha. And even if he says, chulin, I will not eat from you. Explains the Ran on the second line from the top of Yud Alpha Beis. Ubishelo ochelecha nami nihi de amalei. Hamasha achalcha lo yehulin. That which I will eat from you is not chulin, which would sound like a carbon. Hakminan la kerebi mer de lesle mechlal lav atar shomehen. So that part of the Ran you probably need to underline, because that is the governing point of this chidush in the Gemara, of this brisa, that's not clear from the words, and that is that even though shelo achalcha by chulin would sound like it's kachim, nevertheless it's mutter. L'chulin she'ochelecha, aser. That we saw in our Mishnah, that lachulin is like lashon lo chulin. In fact, some again switch the girsa to lo chulin. Lachulin lo ochelecha, mutter.
If he says, not chulin, I will not eat from you, then that's mutter. That's an interesting analysis of and of itself. He seems to be saying lo chulin, which would sound like carbon, but then he's saying, I will not eat from you. I will not eat from you kachim. So that will get involved mechala atashamehen, and as well as a double negative, which is interesting to analyze in itself. But our Gemara is going to start off analyzing the first part. Mutter, all of these cases are mutter. Reisha mani, Rebbe Meiri. The only way we could explain that it's mutter is to say that we're following Rebbe Meir. When you say mechla lav atalo shomeahen, then you could explain when a person says chulin shelo ochel lecha, that I'm not going to eat chulin from you, which sounds like what I'm eating from you is kachim. Nevertheless, since he said the negative, it has no halachic significance. Eima seifa, what are we going to do in the seifa? L'chulin lo ochel lecha mutter. As we alluded to before, we could ask, what does that mean? Lo chulin lo ochel lecha. So how do we understand that statement? A double negative. What's that double negative? That double negative is that I will not eat non-chulin from you. I will not eat kachim from you. But chulin, I will eat. Hence we're mutter. Tov. But that's difficult. Vatnan la korbin lo ochel lecha, Rebbe Meir oser. If a person says, not kachim, non-carbon, I will not eat from you, Rebbe Meir says it's oser. V'kashalon. Why is it going to be oser? Aless le michla lavat hashomein. It's true that the negative, not carbon, I will not eat from you, would indicate that you're not going to eat chulin from him. But according to Rebbe Meir says that you don't infer from negatives. And therefore, how do we explain according to Rebbe Meir? V'omar Rebbe Abba, and Rebbe Abba explained this line of the Mishnah according to Rebbe Meir, Nasekar oimer lakar ben yehe. When he says lakar ben over here, he means it will be for the carbon. Not low carbon, but it will be for a carbon. Lefichach lo ochel lecha. And therefore, I will not eat from you. What does that mean, therefore I will not eat from you? He's saying, la carbon yehe. It's going to be like a carbon. Your foodstuff are going to be like a carbon, and I won't eat from you. So now there's both the hain and the lav. It's the hain, it is carbon, and it's also the lav. So hachanami here too. Hachi kamalei, this is what he's saying. When he says la chulin, it means lo chulin lahave. It will not be like chulin, lefichach lo ochalacha, and therefore I won't eat from you. Hence, even according to Rebbe Meir, the line la chulin lo ochalacha is not as we had originally understood, as making sense to be mutter according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir himself says that when you have la, like the case of a la carbon, it means lo le, then it means la carbon yehe, lefichach lo ochelecha. So too over here, we should read lo chulin lahave, lefichach lo ochelecha. So even according to Rebbe Meir, the halacha should be that should be aser, answers the Gemara. Haytana savla kari meir bechada upaligala bechada. You have to say that this Tana agrees with Rebbe Meir in general, with michla lav atalo shameahin. However, he disagrees with Rebbe Meir in the case of the expression of la carbon. Savla kavase bechada, the less lay michla lav atalo shameahin. He agrees with Rebbe Meir that you don't infer from a negative, but he disagrees in this chiddush that we had from Rebbe Meir that la carbon means la carbon yehe lefichach lo ochelcha. No, he'll learn lo carbon lefichach, lo carbon lo ochelcha, and not la carbon yehe, and therefore it would be mutter. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi reconciles the contradiction, the Braisa, differently. Had amar lachulin, v'had amar lo lichulin. This, of course, is going to relate to that girsa that we were struggling with before. In one case, he said lichulin. If he says lichulin, so then in such a case, it would be mutter.
And if he says lo lechulin de mashma lo lavi chulin elo ke karbon, he says it will not be chulin, but rather it will have a din of karbon. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to stop today's daf over here, six lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph and Beis. On Friday, Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up from there. I hope to find a few minutes, Be'ezer Hashem, also to do a halacha from the daily daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Nedarim.